Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast by Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm back with you today with another 5-minute focus designed to increase your motivation as you head into this week. Today's talk is a reminder that our own efforts improve our future. When life isn't going your way, it's easy to lose hope. It's easy to be pessimistic. It's even easier to blame something or someone else. Years ago, I remember a confrontation I had with a parent. He signed his son up to do one-on-one training with me a few days per week. At first, his son was consistent, but then after a few weeks went by, it was more and more difficult to get him scheduled, to get him to show, to even have his son's interest. One afternoon at the gym, his father showed up and absolutely gave me the business. He sort of reamed me out. "Why isn't he attending training? I paid a lot of money to make sure he shows up. You're supposed to be his role model." Now, could I have been better about getting him scheduled? Yes, of course. Could I have been more on top of the communication? No doubt. But was his son consistently making an effort? Not really. I think when we witness someone in our lives not making an effort or not performing to our expectations, it's super sad. It's frustrating. It's easy to lash out. They have all the talent in the world, but why are they not making the effort? What's holding them back? To this day, I remember the reason my hockey coach liked my brother and I. He liked the fact that no matter what, we worked hard out on the ice. By no means were we the best players on the team. Far from it, quite honestly. But what we did get praised for was our effort. A small example, yes. But what do you praise in your life? Talent? Skill? Or effort? What I want you to do right now is change your talk. Forget about talent, skill, and your past experiences. And focus on your own efforts. Don't tell yourself or the people in your life, "Well, at least you tried." Don't tell yourself or the people in your life, "Don't feel bad that you can't do it. It's hard." This type of talk is undermining you and the people around you. Each week on campus, I see the majority of our guests do one thing. Whether they listen intently during a talk, work hard during a fitness class, or get out on a hike, it's one thing. It's the same thing. What is it? They make an effort. I want to thank you for joining us this week. If you missed last week's podcast, it was our second installment of the Haze series that we've been doing with none other than dietitian Lindsay Ford. Go ahead and check that out. We have a new episode coming out next week. It'll be the third installment of our Haze series. If you don't know what Haze is, you're gonna have to go listen. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of Skyterra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. He's been out fly fishing a lot. Come join us and you can spend some time out on the stream with him. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. I look forward to having you join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.